Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have a discourse, and then, of course, we'll have open lines, and you can give us a call at 970-689-8255. If there's something you'd like to talk about, that's 970-689-8255. But as I commented yesterday, just at the beginning of the program, you have to understand Fidel Castro, who's resigned as premier of Cuba, and most people honestly believe the image that has been created of Fidel Castro is the real and true image. The truth of the matter is, of course, he has always acted as a surrogate of the United States, but you need an enemy 90 miles off the Florida Keys so the American people will tremble and look to the government to protect us. And I can make that statement without any fear that I'm on the wrong side of the issue, because I had the opportunity of reading a number of books which were written by Cuban patriots going into the background of how the United States and the Central Intelligence Agency, our Central Intelligence Agency, brought Fidel Castro to power back in 1959. He did not win the revolution. He was placed in power by the American State Department and has been financed ever since then by generous loans we give to Fidel Castro's friends, who then loan the money to Fidel Castro to keep him going. Because, of course, communism and socialism are very inefficient systems, and Fidel Castro never could have survived all these years. Without constant infusions of wealth and power and equipment and technology from the United States, but we could not give that directly, because if we did, Americans would see through the charade. And so if you... read here briefly from Congressman Ron Paul's farewell address in 1984. Now, remember, Congressman Paul is leaving the United States Congress to go back to his medical practice, and this is going to be, incidentally, the subject of my March and February and March newsletters, as I recall. And so we're doing the March newsletter right now, but this is what Congressman Ron Paul said. Now, you can actually get the entire text from Lou Rockwell's website, we could provide it for you if you can't get it elsewhere, but we will reproduce this in our newsletters. And I quote from Congressman Paul's letter, because you have to understand, everything is illusion and delusion to confuse the American people. I'm quoting, "On the day we stood firm against communist aggression in this hemisphere by invading Grenada, our president apologized to those liberal House members who were soft on communism and pleaded for their vote to ensure passage of the IMF bill so the communist dictators could continue to receive taxpayer dollars used to support Castro's adventurism in the Caribbean and in Central America. Our official policy currently is to be tough on communism, but at the same time promote low-interest loans allowing Red China to buy nuclear technology, F-16s, and other military technology, all this by the strongest anti-communist administration that we had in decades. We participate in the bailout of bankrupt Argentina as she continues to loan money to Castro's Cuba, which then prompts us to send men, money, and weapons to counteract the spread of communism formed by Fidel Castro. It's doubtful if any of these loans will be repaid, and the military equipment and the technology will probably end up being used against us at a later date. We talk about a close alliance with Taiwan while subsidizing their hated enemy, Red China. We subsidize Red China's nuclear technology. at the same time we allow Jane Fonda to ruin ours. So that's how the game is really played, and had it not certainly been for the United States constantly funneling money to other countries so that they could finance Fidel Castro, why, he would have collapsed long ago, because socialism doesn't work. And, of course, once you understand that that old adage, Plato had written about it in his Republic, and you'll find this in Bartlett's quotations, but basically what Plato wrote 2,500 years ago was this: when the tyrant has defeated the enemy by, and there is nothing to fear from him, then he's always going out and rounding up another war so we can rally the people behind him. Our administrations, whether they be Democrat or Republican, know that. The internationalists who control them know that. You have to have an enemy. And so we created communism, and of course it's been financed, going back to 1918, right here in the United States and from Great Britain. Why? Well, because then we could say, look at those terrible communists over there. They're going to come over here and they're going to have a revolution. They're going to take away our freedom. That's why we've got to give the government more power. That's why we've got to give the government more money. That's why we have to have a powerful military to defend the United States. But the trouble is our military isn't used to defend the United States. We have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We have over 700 bases in other nations throughout the world. And this is really all about establishing a one-world government. The Japanese government is totally subservient to the United States. We have our troops stationed there. Do you think that, they could go ahead and act as an independent nation? We have our troops stationed in Germany. Do you think that they are an independent nation? If we had Russian troops stationed in the United States or Red Chinese troops stationed in the United States permanently, would we be a free nation? We have our troops stationed permanently in South Korea to defend South Korea against those wicked communists in the North who we've indirectly subsidized by subsidizing both Russia and Red China since the end of the Second World War. And Red China and, of course, and Russia subsidize communist North Korea. And, of course, even still, there's starvation there, but we really don't care. Aren't there too many people in the world? And after all, they have slanted eyes. They're little yellow people, and so we aren't concerned about the oppression and the tyranny and the horror that exists in North Korea. We have financed communist dictators going all the way back to 1918, the Gulag, and even allowed many of our Americans who were captured in Korea and in Vietnam to be taken off to Russia to be experimented on, and certainly it may well be that At least some of the people who have been captured in Iraq and not recovered have been taken to Russia to be experimented on, human guinea pigs. We provide them for our enemies. If you doubt that, you need to get the book, Betrayed. We carry it, written by our good friend, Dr. Joe Douglas, who actually had an opportunity to interview a major general in the Czech Army who supervised the transfer of American soldiers to Moscow to be used as guinea pigs. Where is the outcry? Well, you're not going to hear it. People don't know what I'm saying.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, as I look back through the years, and it's amazing how God has put me in touch with people who have important stories to tell. And you, at the time, you think it's just coincidence, but after a while, you realize that there really is a divine hand that guides our lives, and between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Well, let me put our telephone number out, because I do want to hear from you this morning, because I have nothing planned other than the article that I have based upon the speech given by Ron Paul, his farewell address back in 1984. And then, of course, talking about Fidel Castro, who's one of my favorite people, because, of course, he played his part so well, you know, dressed up there in his fatigues with his beard. And of course, we have to convince the American people, oh, we tried to assassinate Fidel Castro, we just couldn't do it. The CIA had a great plot, though. They were going to put a powder in his shoes, and that powder would cause his beard to fall out. Or we were going to give him an exploding cigar, you know, because he's always smoking cigars. Ladies and gentlemen, when the CIA sets out to kill somebody, they kill them. They don't put powder in their shoes so that their beard is going to fall out, or give them an exploding cigar. And Fidel Castro has come to the United States many times. They could have killed him here. He came up to visit David Rockefeller. They could have killed him then, but they didn't want to. He was a very effective enemy, one of the best enemies American money could buy. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'm sure that most Americans have forgotten that Fidel Castro came up to the United States shortly after we gave him the island of Cuba. And, of course, he addressed the United States Congress, and he said he was going back to Cuba to fight communism. And, of course, all the time, he must have been chuckling to himself, because he was reading the script, I'm sure, probably prepared for him, by the CIA to confuse the American people. And then, a few months later, suddenly we learned that actually, Fidel Castro was a communist all the time. Oh, shucks. How could that have been? How could our government have been so foolish? Ladies and gentlemen, our leaders are not foolish. I mean, they're not inept. I mean, do you honestly believe that we attacked Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda followers when we'd been funding the Al-Qaeda movement? And then, of course, we had to go to war with Afghanistan because of the wicked Taliban, and that's why we're still fighting there. And yet, if you go and read President Bush's speech on the 20th of September, 2001, and you can get it off of his website, September 20th, 2001, if you read that speech given shortly after the 9/11 attack, why, he will tell you the United States was the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan. That was aid for the Taliban. The Taliban controlled it. We financed the Taliban from its inception, along with our good friends in Saudi Arabia and in Pakistan. And today, the Taliban are being funded. You can't fight a war and have weapons and keep people in the field without money. Where are the Taliban getting the money from? They're getting it from the Pakistani intelligence. And where are they getting their money from? Your tax dollars. Understand, we create the best enemies money could buy. And if we didn't have the Taliban to fight, how could we justify keeping our troops in Afghanistan? If we didn't have the people to fight in Iraq, how could we possibly justify keeping our troops in Iraq indefinitely, and we intend to keep them there indefinitely. And if you honestly believe we're going to pull our troops out of Iraq, you do not understand how this works. We still have our troops in Germany. 60 years after the Second World War ended, in Japan, 60 years after the Second War ended, and the plan has always been to keep our troops there indefinitely. And if you doubt that, and I hope you will, I hope you'll try to prove me wrong, go to www.newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. It's the website for the neoconservatives. It's the website for the Project for the New American Century. And pull down their 68-page, I think it's 68-page pamphlet for Rebuilding America's Defenses. And I think it's on page 14, but don't hold me to that. They talk about it doesn't matter who's in power in Iraq. We've got to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. We've got to keep our troops permanently stationed, even if Saddam Hussein is out of power. We cannot tell the American people the truth. We've got to convince them, oh, shucks, we are just so incompetent. We invaded Iraq because we had faulty intelligence. Oh, we're so sorry about that. But nobody gets fired. Nobody gets demoted. Nobody gets sent to prison. And 100,000 Iraqis die. Or is it a million Iraqis? Or does anybody really care how many Iraqis have died and the suffering and horror that we've inflicted on other people? But remember, ladies and gentlemen, God cares. And men and women are held accountable for the evils they fail to oppose. So what are you doing? I mean, maybe you voted for the Democrats in the last election, you know, in 2006, but the Democrats aren't going to get our troops out of Iraq now or ever, any more than the Republicans are. Because there's a force behind both political parties, and that is the globalists who control both political parties, who control the media, who control the great corporations, who control the banking. And that, of course, takes us into the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read the book or got the CDs, and incidentally, those of you who did order the CDs, they'll be coming soon, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We are just stamped out another 1,000 of them. They go through them fairly rapidly. They're circulating all over the world, trying to explain to people that behind the apparent is another force. I mean, we imagine we have a Democrat Party and a Republican Party, and the Republicans are, oh, they're moral people against abortion, and they're in favor of limiting the power of government and a balanced budget, and they certainly don't want to get us involved in wars with other countries. The Republicans are the good guys. It's the Democrats, the wicked Democrats, who are pro-abortion and pro-homosexual. And they're the ones who are the big spenders and want to raise our taxes. And the truth of the matter, Al, it's all a scam. I mean, the Republicans have been the biggest spenders in all history. I mean, it took us 200 years to get the national debt to $1 trillion. And that happened during the administration of Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, over his 4 years in office, ran up a national debt of, a federal debt of $200 billion and brought the national debt then up to $1 trillion. And I can remember Ronald Reagan, the great orator, the great communicator, being on television talking about how irresponsible Jimmy Carter was, and how, you know, Jimmy Carter had got us up to $1 trillion in national debt, and how much $1 trillion, and if you'd stack those dollars end to end, then go all the way up to the moon and back again or something like that. He gave graphic descriptions of how terrible Jimmy Carter was, because in 4 years in office, he'd accumulated an increase of debt of $200 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronald Reagan incurred a $200 billion deficit every year he was in office. When he got in office, the national deficit, national debt was $1 trillion. When he left office, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. And yet most Americans believe that he was in favor of limiting the size of government. Wonderful story. I remember being told that Ronald Reagan had made a deal. He'd made a deal with the Democrats, with Tom Foley, that you know, that if they would vote for his tax, I guess it was a tax decrease that he wanted. Oh, yeah, he was going to decrease our taxes. He would deliver every Republican to vote for his budget, which was going to be an unbalanced budget with a $200 billion deficit the first year he went in office. And every Republican in the House of Representatives but one went along with it. They agreed to it. They were pressured. They said, we've got to back the president. There was one who wouldn't go along with it. His name was Ron Paul. So Ron Paul was called to the Oval Office by President Reagan, and Ronald Reagan said to Ron, he said, don't you believe in me? I mean, you know, I've made this promise. I've given my word that every Republican, you know, would back this, my budget. It was a it was going to lead to $200 billion deficit. I mean, and he looked at Ron Paul, and he said, Ron, don't you support me? Don't you support what I stand for? And Ron Paul said, I do, Mr. President. I support what you stand for. I believe in everything you stand for, but your budget is not what you stand for. And I can't vote for it, and he didn't. Every other Republican gave in to the pressure and compromised their principle. That's why that Ron Paul is such a, well, we're so lucky to have a man like that who's been willing to run for president. He's not going to win, of course, but at least he got his message out. And we hope that some of you have understood what he's been saying, and that's why this speech he gave back in 1984 is so important, and why I'm going to take a couple of my Radio Liberty letters and reproduce it. Because you're going to get information in your Radio Liberty letters you'll never get elsewhere. And we do hope that many of you, if you can't afford to subscribe to the newsletter, you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and you can pull down our newsletters. Our December letter is posted. General Petraeus, General Ricardo Sanchez's speech, October of last year, where he talked about how we're not allowed to win over in Iraq. We're not allowed to win. Our boys are dying. We're not allowed to win. And of course, that newsletter is posted. We're a little behind the January newsletter. The story of Sybil Edmonds is completed. And when my wife gets through with the income tax, why, she'll get that finished and posted. And of course, that simply points out that what you're being told about how the United States opposes dissemination of nuclear technology because we don't want more people to be able to get those nuclear bombs because it could lead to a nuclear holocaust, and it's all a lie. We have actually been promoting the spreading of nuclear weapons, but we can't tell the American people that. You're supposed to believe we're fighting the spread of nuclear weapons, whereas exactly the opposite is the case. That's the January newsletter, and that's the truth behind the Sybil Edmonds story. Sybil Edmonds was a translator for the FBI immediately after the 9/11 attack, and she worked for them for 6 months to a year, and she found out that there was a Turkish spy ring working with the Mossad, working at the highest levels of our government, getting nuclear technology and nuclear supplies and sending it to Pakistan so they could build their nuclear weapons, because they couldn't have done it without the help from America. And, of course, when she wanted to bring this information out, they put a gag on her and threatened to send her to prison if she ever revealed the truth. We can't let the American people understand the truth. And what is the truth? We are spreading and giving nuclear technology and supplies to the Muslim world. And in my estimation, this is preparation for the coming nuclear holocaust. They know what they're doing. But we can't let the American people know. Why would they want a third world war, a horrible war where hundreds of millions of people could be slaughtered? Well, there are too many people in the world. I mean, the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. And if you haven't read National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200, you can pull it down off the Internet or you can purchase it from us. We have them made up, and then we sent out a certain number of them. This came out in 1974, the basis of American foreign policy, population control. But aren't there too many Americans, too? Wouldn't we be better off if we had a smaller population? And there really are people who look at the world that way, who really want to eliminate most of the world's population, whether it be Jacques Cousteau, who in the November 1991, UNESCO Courier talked about the necessity, the absolute necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. Eliminating 350,000 people a day from the earth to bring the earth back in balance. And not a word of that in the controlled media, because Jacques Cousteau made Adolf Hitler look like a piker. But then they were both energized by the same occult forces, the same disregard for human life and human suffering. But Adolf Hitler is a bad guy, and Jacques Cousteau, why, he's one of our heroes. He swam with the dolphins. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 970-689-8255, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019. Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. We at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We started really our discourse this morning talking about Fidel Castro, who has recently resigned as the president of Cuba, and everybody's saying, well, now maybe things will get better there. And I'm not saying they won't necessarily. It may be time that we no longer need that enemy. We've got Osama bin Laden. He's the enemy now, and he's the real threat. He's plotting to take away our freedom. That's why we've got to have, every American has to have a dossier, because you might be a terrorist. That's why we've got to set up those video cameras all across America. And, of course, you see them in the stores. You'll see them on the streets. You'll see them sitting on the street corners. You'll see them at intersections. You'll see them on the highways. You'll see them at the ATM machines and in the schoolyards and in businesses all across America, and in the fast food markets and in the banks, and why are they setting up all these video cameras? So they can track you. That's what it's all about. They want to be able to track you. Well, of course, they already can. I mean, if you have a cell phone, you don't even have to have it turned on. If it's one of the newer ones, why, of course, they can determine where you are from the cell phone. They can listen to your conversations, even if it's not turned on. Poor people in the mafia found that, much to their dismay. They would hold their meetings and plan all their diabolical plans and sweep the room looking for bugs without realizing, of course, that their cell phones were a bug that they carried with them all the time. But this has only recently come out. Why would they do that? Why? So they can track every American. Why do you think that we built those satellites to spy on the wicked Russians, the wicked communists, when we were working hand in glove with the communists? Why? Because they're using those satellites to spy on American citizens today. Do you understand? We're moving towards a police state, and if you doubt that, you need to get our DVD, The Planned Police State. We think it's important, and it'll give you the information as we're developing it to explain to other people what this is all about. And we even have a concentration camp special, a four-tape set. We've got DVDs on the concentration camps. We have even some of the material that comes out from the government, how to use the civilian internees, the military, to use them in the concentration camps. Who's calling in?
Good morning.
Who's calling in?
Dan, this is Richard in Colorado.
Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. And I want to thank you very, very much for the great job you do. And the knowledge is power.
It sure is.
And it, you have to go back and look at it. I was looking differently. For example, I saw a thing that was just kind of bothered me. They said this king in France in, I don't know, 1514 or something or other, killed a bunch of knights or had them killed. And I thought, what on earth? It just seems like, you go back, we're back to the feudal system. And I'd like you to comment, first of all, this John McCain, I wonder if he's our first Manchurian candidate. But, it really doesn't seem like it makes any difference because everything else in place, it doesn't matter. But comment, could you, on this Jericho.
You mean the
TV program yeah,
on
Tuesdays, yeah.
Well, it's a fascinating program. I really enjoy it.
Yes, I thought it was fascinating, too, and I thought it was interesting that the guy got this stuff off the computer, but the one thing he couldn't get into was Operation Boxcar. Yeah, right.
Well, basically, for those who don't know what Jericho is, it's the story of what happens in America after the nuclear attack. Now, everybody thinks it's the Koreans or Chinese have attacked us. Actually, it was somebody working within our own government.
Yeah.
Highly placed within intelligence who set off the nuclear bombs so then that we could justify a reprisal against all the communist countries and wiping them off the face of the mask. Whereas actually, it was all planned by our CIA. And of course, there's this very believable black man who'd been a CIA agent who was actually still has one of the nuclear weapons, and he wants to use this to demonstrate the truth about what's happened. But so much of our country has been literally wiped out, and there's one little town somewhere outside of Denver, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know how far it is from
Kansas,
Denver.
Yeah.
But, and it survived. And, of course, the trials, what happens when the whole structure of society breaks down, where there's no access to food coming in from elsewhere, and of course, you have very limited supplies of gasoline. Fortunately, it's a rural area, so a lot of people had large supplies of gasoline, so they've been able at least to have a few cars running around. And then, of course, the conflict between this one community, Jericho, which has food and supplies because it's a farming community, and an adjacent community that wants to take it away from them and subjugate them. And of course, this really, in many respects, is what we would expect to happen.
Yep, I'm astounded that they'll even put it on. It kind of reminds me of that program back in, I think it was the mid-'80s, or early 80s, called America with a K.
Yes.
And with that tenant, the other part of what I wanted to ask you about, wouldn't it be wonderful if all the networks, if somebody could get on and do a half-hour or an hour program on naming the names of all of these people and showing the American public what's going on, where it's coming from, what's happening, and if nothing else, just to plant the seed. Because if you look at the Jericho, then that 9/11 was a drop in the bucket.
You're absolutely right. Well, I believe we are going to have a nuclear war, and I believe it's all planned ahead of time. I believe there are powerful spiritual forces behind this. I mean, God, basically, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, they talk about the islands to the west. And, of course, I think that they're really referring to the United States. And there's going to come this terrible fire out of the sky, and the flesh is going to melt away on the people and from the people. I really believe there is going to be a nuclear war, and I believe it's being planned, certainly by wicked and evil people, but I also believe behind that are powerful, powerful spiritual forces. And one thing we're trying to do is get the Christians of this country prepared for the terrible times that lie ahead, because most of them think, oh, we're going to be raptured out of here, and then when these terrible things happen, they're going to lose their faith, just like the people of Germany did after the Second World War. And you can go into the churches in Germany today, and they're empty. Why? Because their leaders, their ministers had lied to them. They told them they're going to be raptured away before anything bad happened. And when it happened, they didn't have the faith or understanding, to maintain that faith. And when you see your city of rubble, and remember, I was in Germany after the Second World War. I saw Mainz, and I saw Frankfurt, and I saw Cologne. And as far as you could see, nothing but rubble.
Well, you
certainly think of that happening in America, but if God is just, he's going to bring just judgment on this country.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I want to thank you for having made this world a better place by your being a doctor and putting out this information now. You certainly are a tremendous force in this country, and I want to thank you for your dedication, because I know it takes an awful lot to do that, and you certainly have been a shining star for the people of the world, actually.
Well, I don't know about that, but I appreciate your words of encouragement.
Well,
and I do believe that, we can look and see what happened. Well, the little community where I live, Santa Cruz in California, we had the highest vote for Ron Paul. 8.5% of the Republicans voted for Ron Paul, highest for any major city or county in California. And of course, that was part of the local radio station, not our little radio station, but the big one here, where the owner had really come around to believe in Ron Paul. And then, of course, I believe our little radio station. And the same thing in Eastern Washington, where we do have a footprint. And if people hear the truth, they recognize it. You want to stay on?
No. Thank you. You've been a wonderful man. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I do believe that if people hear the truth, they will recognize it, and then they can tell others. And I do believe that we have four stations to carry our program up in the state of Washington, and Washington really, I think, certainly is becoming an increasingly conservative state because people are telling people are telling people. But how can we reach the rest of the country? Well, unfortunately, we don't have a footprint in most areas. We have stations in Michigan and upstate New York and certainly in Alabama, eastern Washington, here in California. We have a fairly good outreach in the Midwest. We have a moderate outreach. We just need to reach more people with the truth. Well, we've got Dave on the line. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
You?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, see, I was just thinking, since Ron Paul has taken all of the straw polls put out, and nobody seems to want to vote for him, or they're stealing his votes or whatever.
Well, we don't know whether they're stealing the votes or not, because they're all done with these electronic machines, and you can hack those machines very, very readily. So we do not know what the true votes are anywhere in this country, and they're stealing them from everybody and whoever is in. You know, somebody once said it doesn't matter how the people vote, it's who counts the votes that's important, and that's really true.
Well, that's true. I think anybody that doesn't want to vote for the main ones should write in Ron Paul's name.
Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be in November, but hopefully the movement that he started will have an impact on America, and we can build on it. And that's why my last two newsletters, my next two newsletters, February and March, simply deal with a speech he gave in 84 that is as true today as it was when he gave it when he was leaving Congress for the first time back in 1984. Go ahead.
Nobody wants to vote for the person. They want to vote for the party.
Well, it's about time we realize that the parties are all corrupt. What we've got to do is find people who believe in America, who believe in the Constitution, and want to preserve our sovereignty. And those are the people who deserve our vote and our support.
It's got the point to where I wonder if all liars are politicians or if all politicians are liars.
Well, that old adage, you know, you can tell when a politician is lying because his lips are moving, and in
That's
most
right.
cases that tragically is true. We have very, very few people in Washington, D.C. who will stand on principle and stand on the Constitution which they have sworn to uphold. And I believe any congressman who has sworn to uphold our Constitution and votes for most of the legislation that's going through ought to be tried for treason.
Right.
Anyway, God bless. I appreciate so much your call, Dave. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was David. And Sidney, I know he expresses the feeling that a lot of people have, this sort of feeling of frustration, but there's so much to be thankful for. And remember, I've been at this for 45 years, so... But today, I think more and more people are waking up, and as the economy collapses and people begin to lose their jobs and their affluence, I think it may be, even as horrible as it will be, the best thing that could happen to America, because many of these people are going to be willing to listen to what you have to say, and you need to understand what's going on, the true nature of the spiritual battle, and reach them. Anyway, who's giving us a call?
Yeah, this is Art in Colorado.
Hi, Art. How are you doing?
I was just going to make a suggestion. It's off the subject, but I was wondering if you could... these big oil companies are knocking ethanol all over the place, and I wondered if you could get someone from the Farm Bureau to come on your program and straighten us out on... what's so bad about ethanol, or what's good about it?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest question is what's good about it, and I don't think that there is anything good about it. I think that it's driven up the price of corn. I know that's great for the farmers, but it's also driven up the price of milk, is driven at the price of eggs. It's driven at the prices of a lot of things. And actually, it takes more energy to produce the ethanol than the ethanol produces, and it would not be economically viable if we weren't giving subsidies. Why are we giving subsidies to produce ethanol? I know the farmers may like it, but what we need to do is, of course, is develop the oil resources that are available in America, and have to understand it's the large oil companies that are opposing offshore drilling. They're not going to tell you that, of course. They're not going to tell you that they have financed the environmental movement that has blocked oil development in this country. They're not going to tell you about the massive oil pools off the North Shore of Alaska, and anybody who doubts that needs to get our 4-tape set on oil and the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, written back in 1980 by Lindsay Williams. And I've checked his story out. I believe it's true. There's so much oil there underneath the off the North Slope of Alaska and along the Aleutian Islands. But you see, the oil companies, do they make more money when there's shortages or when there's abundance? They don't want abundance. The price goes down. They want shortages, and they've created the shortages. Why do you think they finance the environmental movement that's blocked the building of oil refineries in this country? We haven't built an oil refinery in 30 years. Do they make more money when gasoline's in short supply or when it's abundant? We've got to get people to understand what this is all about. The environmental movement was created by the oil companies to limit the amount of oil so they could run the prices up. And believe me, you think that gasoline is expensive now? You haven't seen anything. I mean, we're talking about oil at $200 a barrel, and ethanol is not going to solve our problem. It produces more pollution. It takes more energy to produce ethanol than it actually puts out. So where's the energy coming from? Why, we've got to burn coal. We can't have nuclear power. We've got to burn coal, and then, of course, that creates more mercury in the atmosphere that gets into the ocean, that poisons our fish. We go from one problem to another. There's no problem facing America today that a new government law won't make worse. That's my feeling on ethanol. I think it's a scam. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And, well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here. I hope you want to get the information. I hope you want to challenge everything I say and prove me wrong. But I don't think you'll be able to.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC presents another Sunday afternoon meet and greet. Come meet the TNT team and try a delicious and refreshing drink of Limu Mui, the Fucoidin-packed health drink. Get your survival supplies and sample some sumptuous Mountain House foods with survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 and we'll see you February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. here at KHNC 1368.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course, if you'd like to verify what I've told you about Fidel Castro, let me suggest the DVD or video World Revolution talk we gave, but there you will actually see the interview that I did and the films we shot back in 1980 with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. And we hope you'll get the DVD or video, The World Revolution, which goes into Fidel Castro, and, of course, the fact that the United States government turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro knowing he was a communist. Fascinating material. Please get it. And, of course, you can still probably up on the Internet get copies of Ambassador Smith's book on the fourth floor. That's the fourth floor. But better still, just see him in person right there on our video, The World Revolution. And then, of course, we do hope that, many of you will actually want to get our four tape set on oil. We brought up this morning, and then, of course, we carry the book, The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. But the four tape set and the book are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will certainly want to get on the other material that Radio Liberty offers, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the CD. You will want to get the four tape sets that we have going into the secret societies or the secret government, or better still, get the secret government special, which will give you a tremendous amount of information on the sinister forces working behind the scenes, controlling both political parties, dedicated to using America's wealth and military power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world order, a one-world religion, and a new world leader, who, of course, is Lucifer. That's what it's all about. Behind all of this are secret societies that are Luciferian in origin. If you haven't gotten some of our material, like the talk on the forbidden secret, I suggest you get this. Or the four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are forces out there. There really are secret societies. They work through masonry. And you notice all the programs on television trying to convince you that there's nothing secret about or sinister about masonry. Even recently, the government's put on a drive to tell people there's nothing sinister about that pyramid with the Luciferian glorified eye hovering over the top of the pyramid. Oh, my goodness, that's a symbol of America. No, it's not. It's a symbol of the ancient secret societies. If you doubt that, we have an interview with Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, where he talks about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. It's been around for 5,000 years, and it has. It's the emblem of the ancient mystery religions, of the ancient secret societies, of those people who knew where the real source of power was, and that was in giving your life to Lucifer, who would give you power and prosperity. But, of course, nobody ever considers what's going to happen throughout eternity. And, ladies and gentlemen, stay away from these people in the New Age and the Luciferians and yoga and all of these things that are opening your mind to the demonic forces, because there are demonic forces in the world today that are directing the course of political events. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. There really is a spiritual dimension. And you must understand that this is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You better be sure you're on the right side. I hope that what we say will draw you closer to the Lord and prepare you for the difficult times that lie ahead. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more.